AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. For a fifth straight month, inflation slowed in November. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's the latest sign prices are easing.
The government's consumer price index rose 7.1% last month from a year earlier, down sharply from October's number. The month-to-month figure inched up just 0.1%. All told, the data are the strongest indication yet that inflation is steadily slowing after hitting a four-decade high.
Prices of things like televisions and toys are going down. It's good news for the holiday season.
President Biden said prices overall remain too high, with economists noting groceries are still a trouble spot. Asked when he thinks prices will get back to normal,
I hope by the end of next year, much closer.
The Federal Reserve is widely expected to boost its key interest rate again tomorrow for a seventh time this year. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street. It's called a historic breakthrough, net energy gain.
Reaching ignition in a controlled fusion experiment is an achievement that has come after more than 60 years of global research, development, engineering, and experimentation.
National Nuclear Security Administrator Jill Ruby says it could one day offer nearly limitless carbon-free energy and displace fossil fuels and other traditional energy sources. Mississippi State football coach Mike Leach has died from complications of a heart condition. He was 61. Most small SUVs flunked the latest frontal crash test done by the insurance industry. But oddly enough, they're just as safe as they were before. That's because the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety updated the test so it places more emphasis on keeping backseat passengers safe. A massive storm blowing across the country spawned tornadoes in Oklahoma and Texas, including the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is AP News. Railroad workers across England have walked off the job.
The mass actions disrupting trains throughout the UK and starting what's expected to be a month of strikes by public service workers demanding higher pay as soaring inflation erodes living standards. Nurses, border guards and ambulance drivers are among the other workers set to stop this month, forcing the government to discuss mobilising the army to staff vital public services this winter. The strikes also threaten to curtail business for shops, hotels and restaurants that rely on the Christmas season to boost revenue. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Moderna's stock is soaring after the coronavirus vaccine maker detailed progress in developing a preventative shot for a deadly form of skin cancer, melanoma. The drug maker says a combination of the vaccine and Merck's immunotherapy Keytruda led to a statistically significant improvement in survival. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.